Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
First presidential debate.
I want to hear Trump's plan versus Biden's plan.
1 million global COVID deaths.
There are unfortunately many, many more deaths.
Deadly wine country wildfire.
This fire is 0% contained.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 5 weeks from Election Day, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are set to square off in the first presidential debate, a head-to-head battle in Cleveland with a limited audience because of pandemic restrictions. Here's CBS News political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
I am looking very forward to the debate.
Tonight, after months of sparring from a distance, President Trump comes face-to-face with Joe Biden.
I'm prepared to go out and make my case as to why I think he's failed.
The president, who's been campaigning nationwide in recent days, insists he needs no preparation.
He prepares for debates every single day, just by being president of the United States and addressing the concerns of the American people.
Trump campaign spokesman Tim Murtaugh says they're taking Biden's debate skills seriously.
In the Democrat primaries, he just came through 11 debates and managed to beat 24 opponents. Joe Biden is a guy who knows his way around the debate stage.
Biden is a longtime debate veteran, and he's been preparing from his Delaware home. His team is anticipating tough attacks from the president, potentially about Biden's son, Hunter, and his past work in China and Ukraine. Campaign spokesman TJ Ducklow.
What he should be talking about is, what is Donald Trump going to do for their family? That's what Joe Biden's going to talk about.
Tonight's debate is set to run 90 minutes with six 15-minute segments focused on the coronavirus pandemic, the economy, race and violence, the Biden and Trump records, the integrity of the elections, and the Supreme Court.
At the White House, CBS's Paula Reed has the latest on the fallout from the New York Times report on President Trump's taxes.
The Times published new details further illustrating President Trump's financial troubles, including an over $350 million loss reported at the end of 2002. The Times reports Mr. Trump licensed his name to Bayrock Group, a development company. It says documents show Bayrock pursued financial backing in Russia to pay for hotels bearing the Trump name.
The coronavirus death toll worldwide now tops 1 million. More than 205,000 of those deaths have occurred here in the U.S., where new infections are on the rise in many states. CBS's David Begnaud says the Trump administration is renewing the effort to ramp up testing.
We're announcing our plan to distribute 150 million Abbott rapid point-of-care tests.
That was President Trump making good on a promise that he made a month ago. He is rolling out what appears to be a more robust national COVID testing strategy. The rapid testing comes as a new study shows an alarming increase for COVID cases in America's children. In the beginning of April, kids accounted for 2% of all the positive COVID test results. By September, that was over 10%. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Stanford University.
We've heard that children don't get infected, they don't spread disease, and we know that's not true. Having said that, however, children are less likely to be infected with symptoms.
Now to Northern California, where at least three people have been killed in a wildfire north of Sacramento. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Napa wine country, where a major destructive fire combined with two others.
The glass incident fire tore through Napa and Sonoma counties while leaving entire neighborhoods in ruins. Evacuees say they had little time to outrun the flames as it grew to tens of thousands of acres.
A lot of explosions, flames everywhere.
As you were escaping?
Yes.
It covered cars with ash and turned the skies above Sonoma County red as the smoke blocked the sun.
Another beautiful day in the Napa Valley. Unbelievable.
The Zog fire, some 300 miles to the north, grew to 15,000 acres.
More information is about to emerge in the Breonna Taylor case. The woman in Louisville, Kentucky, shot and killed by police at her home back in March. A grand jury did not indict the officers involved, but one faces separate charges. Now, as we hear from CBS's Adriana Diaz, that's not the last word.
The judge that presided over the arraignment for the one officer who was charged ordered the attorney general's office to release everything that was entered into discovery, to also release the recordings of the grand jury proceedings. In a surprise development, late Monday night, the attorney general told CBS News in a statement that he would actually comply.
Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could bounce 130,000 people from voter rolls, but it's not clear there will be any decision before November's election. Wisconsin's a key battleground state, so is North Carolina. That's a state considered to be up for grabs despite recent Republican dominance in presidential elections. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian.
It's the political landscape that's never been more diverse.
Oh, it's changed drastically. All the people coming in.
More than 1.3 million new registered voters since the 2016 race, like Yufi Wu.
My friend told me North Carolina is a swing state, so my vote counts. So, yeah, I'm going to vote.
Most newcomers are registering as unaffiliated with either party, a block that could sway the election, like Kathy Martin, who's going to mail in her ballot.
There's a lot of independents like me who might have voted for Trump last time who are going to vote Biden this time.
Talk now is of the Supreme Court nomination and how it's amplified the election.
This is the most important election that I've ever had in my whole life.
Deborah Bledsoe is a Trump supporter who opposes abortion.
There's no reason to block that if they're a good person and they're going to follow the law.
At a rural drive-in church service, Christopher Burwell says he's concerned about what he's heard.
She will do away with Obamacare, Roe versus Wade.
The deciding factor for Teresa Costanza.
Mainly the virus, how that's been handled.
The changing colors of a battleground state. Bluer cities, suburbs, rural areas turning redder.
Well, this is around the time of the year the pro hockey season begins. Last night, the current one ended on NBC.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup!
The Lightning shut out Dallas 2-0 to take the Stanley Cup series over the Stars 4-2. New developments in the push and pull over when to end the 2020 census.
The U.S. Commerce Secretary says the 2020 census will end October 5th, despite a federal judge's ruling that it should continue through the end of October. The issue continues to be fought over in court. Lawyers for the federal government argue they need enough time to meet a December 1st deadline for handing in figures used for deciding how many congressional seats each state gets. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Before the pandemic fouled things up, the original deadline was the end of July. The Centers for Disease Control is out with new recommendations for Thanksgiving. It suggests a virtual event for relatives who might usually travel long distances to one major meal with a lot of people and smaller dinners with immediate family. As for Black Friday shopping sales, the government advice is to take advantage of online deals. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.